But we can't introduce Moksha with Tao without going deeper and talking about self-realization. As you'll recall, at the beginning of the Mahasamadhi observance, my talk was on some of Gurudeva's Mahavakyam. So I pulled two of them out here that relate to realizing the self. The purpose of life is to realize the self. The ultimate reason we are here on earth is to realize the timeless, formless, spaceless self-God within. So, the unique aspect of this Mahavakyam is, gives us a description of the self. A very precise description. When you read in the Upanishads about realizing the self, it doesn't say exactly what it looks like. What is this self? Is it red? Is it white? Is it light? Is it dark? What is the self? It tells you should realize it, tells it's identical with God, but it doesn't say, what's it look like? So here we've got a description of it. If you can call it that, because it's not describing anything, but it's enough of a description of a non-thing to give us a good sense of what it is. Timeless, formless, and spaceless. Gurudeva says in the Self-God, it's a nothingness that is the fullness of everything. A wonderful paradox to ponder. How can nothing be a fullness? The nothingness that is the fullness of everything. So when it comes to realizing the self, as we know, there's no consciousness during the moment of realization. It's only afterwards that we have the ability to know that we realize the self. It's like in a deep dream. You don't know you're dreaming until you wake up, right? You wake up and say, oh, that was a dream. In a shallow dream, you kind of know you're dreaming. So I'm dreaming. Shall I get up or not? Do I like this dream or not? No. You know, that's a shallow dream. But in a deep dream, you're really involved in the dream. It's totally real to you. And it's only when you wake up, you say, oh, that was just a dream. So in the aftermath of the experience, the immediate aftermath, you're able to recognize it's a dream. If you wait a while, you'll forget you even had a dream, what it was about. But right when you wake up from a deep dream, you have the ability to say, oh, that was just a dream. So similarly, the experience of the self can be recognized in the immediate aftermath. Well, what are you recognizing? You're recognizing that you stepped outside of time, form, and space. Stepped out of time, form, and space. In other words, there's something that exists outside of time, form, and space. Time, form, and space is like a movie that's going on. It's like a 24-hour-a-day theater. There's a movie going on constantly. Stepping outside of it is like going out the door for a few minutes and coming back in. Stepping outside of the progression, normal progression of events in time, form, and space. So that sense that you've stepped outside of time, that there's a reality that exists outside of time, is a consciousness you have in the aftermath of realizing the self. But the main point of this Mahavakyam is that it describes the self. It gives us a sense of what we're looking for. In other words, we realize, gee, I'm just not trying to go into the inner light and get this light brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. No, that's not the self. I'm not trying to go into pure consciousness and permeate everything and see everything as one, see everything as a oneness. No, I'm not trying to do that. It doesn't have to do with anything I can perceive. It has to do with stepping beyond what we can perceive, not going more deeply into what we can perceive, but stepping beyond it. Second Mahavakyam. We are in truth the truth we seek. You are already that which you seek. There is none other. So this is a very interesting concept. You are already that which you seek. You are already the self. You don't have to become it. You don't have to do something. Our normal way of looking at attainment is we have to do something. We go to school for X number of years and we graduate. To graduate, we have to do something. We're not already graduated. To learn to read, we have to do a lot. Then we learn to read. So our normal consciousness of achieving something is that it takes time, that we start out with a lesser ability and eventually we have a greater ability. Well, that applies to our soul body. Our soul body is maturing and becoming more and more like the primal soul. So that's the normal consciousness of becoming. It's like a baby growing up. There's a becoming involved. The baby starts life without the ability even to move. It gains greater abilities as the person gets older and older. That's like the soul body becoming more and more like the primal soul. But that doesn't apply to the self. You are already that which you seek. You're just not aware of it. Like having money in a bank account that nobody told you you ever had. You're not aware of it, but it's already there. So your parents set up a bank account for you and they forgot to tell you, or they weren't going to tell you till you were 21. It's already there. You don't have to do anything. You just don't know about it. You just have to find out, and then it's always been there. It's always the case. So what this means is we could realize the self right now. We don't have to do anything necessarily before it happens. Anytime we sit down to meditate, we could realize the self. Just because we had a poor meditation yesterday doesn't mean we couldn't realize the self today, because it's already the case. We are the self. We just have to go deeply enough at some point in time. Our karma has to be such, our consciousness has to be such, that we go deep enough to claim that which we already are. So that's an important point in approaching self-realization, is not to put it off, not to think that today is not the day, this moment is not the moment. We don't even have to be sitting in meditation. We can be walking down the street, realize the self. Sitting under a tree, enjoying nature. So we want to claim that which we already are at the earliest moment, not put it off based upon some concept that we're not ready, we're not worthy, we're not this, requires more of this, requires more of that. None of those principles apply when it comes to realizing the self. And realizing the self is important, as Gurudeva explains so beautifully in Merging with Shiva, because each time you realize the self, it causes certain inner processes to take place on the inside. So we'll take a look at those in one of our talks in the near future during Moksha Ratao. So those are a few thoughts on the deeper side of moksha ratal, self-realization.